But you had an adventure.
But I had
had an adventure.
And then come to find out that Patty, or Patty, I'm going to start calling Fatty Patty from now on. Fatty had Dr. P and Baron Frosty.
And I'm nice.
He sent me, he's like, you know, they're with me right now. And I'm like, oh God, you're killing me. And he was like, no, that's fine. You go play with your husband, your little German town. We'll just sit here. You know, we didn't want to see you anyways. And I'm like, oh, you're killing me.
Baron and Dr. P were our favorite people that we ever went to the chart house with.
They were our favorite people. Shut up. How are you going to be like that?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm gonna start calling Fatty Patty from now on.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2552 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 8th of November, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're gonna get the final piece of Vader's trip to Montana. Hello, Chili Willies. B. Fatty is your Willy Chili. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you, we have gotten here in Chelsea. Y'all, I was a little late starting the recording. I was watching the Weather Rat. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, we've been we were close to setting a record high on Tuesday. I don't know. I missed that part of the forecast, but we were supposed to go to 83 on Tuesday. And y'all, the high today, Wednesday, it's only going to be in the 60s. And y'all, the high on Thursday. The whole Thursday, 59, Big Fatty, and y'all going to be down in the 40s at night. And Big Fatty, you will definitely need the thermal camisole. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm going to see y'all today. Today, the 8th of November, we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, he also, like those Pot is My Co-Pilot characters, is down there in Tampa. Big Fatty, I wonder if he knows Guru Nudie. I have a feeling he probably does, because, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of Guru Nudie's homosexual lover. Lover man, Big Fatty, I bet they know each other biblically. They may indeed. Kind of like Taffy and Taylor. Well, I'm not going to touch that one. And y'all, I've met Lover Man several times at the Good Days in previous years, and y'all is just as sweet as he can be. Big Fatty, it'd have to be to put up with Guru Nudie. I suppose you're right. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal today, y'all, he's been a long time listener, but just I would say in the past year, maybe year and a half, maybe 2 years, that he started commenting and de-lurked. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, it is that Randy in the penis slimate. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Randy in the penis slimate. Yeah, it's true. And you know, he likes to go on the homosexual Atlantis cruises like a burger. And y'all, he's trying to get me to go on some sort of, y'all, who was the guy that drove, and what did they drive out of Ireland? It was the potato guy. They drove out was it the rats? Big Fatty, like the Weather Rat? No, I don't know what it was. But anyway, y'all, he's going on the Pied Piper. the Pod Piper cruises, and I think Big Fanny is trying to drive the rats away from the BFO. Big Fanny, who'll do the show if the rats leave? Well, I guess you're right. So y'all, if you see a lover man or Randy in the penis Slivania on the Twitty or the Faceface, what's a my happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fanny, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday to you.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fanny. Oh, he is fat and sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty Meow. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In Montana. So it is Monday morning. It is 9:40 a.m. I'm here at the motel. I have been out this morning. I've cleared the snow off the car. Luckily, it was just the powdery stuff, only about 6 inches, and just brushed right off. And ran and filled the car up with the petrol, which, you know, whatevs. Even though I didn't drive much, it seems that I needed a lot of the petrol. I'm guessing that some a-hole before me did not fill it back up, but now I'm just sitting here. My flight's in about 3 hours, and I'm just sitting here in the motel, just relaxing a little bit. I woke up way too early because you know how the old people do. With the time change plus the daylight saving time ending, then, you know, whatevs. I'm gonna hopefully make it home today. It's still snowing, and not really sure how that's gonna go down, but whatevs. I have packed my jacket in the bag, which probably means that my bags will go home and I'll get stuck here, and then I'll freeze to death. So overall, I have to tell anyone who's listening, she is absolutely gorgeous out here. I know some of your listeners probably like to watch the Hallmark movie channel, the Crema movies. And you know how you see all the scenes with the villages, with the sidewalks, with the snow and little shops. It's just like that. Absolutely incredibly delish food. Really cheap drinks. Holy crap. Just FYI, I'm just my 2 cents worth. The combination of altitude and alcohol is actually kind of dangerous. Learned that the hard way as I threw myself into the back of an Uber Saturday afternoon and was in bed by 7:30. But otherwise, that was the only negative. Yeah, I will be back. This is lovely. Now I just have to try to get myself home from the area of Puerto tonight or sucker someone into picking me up. What are you up to tonight, Big Fatty? That's all I got. I guess I'm gonna finish packing. I think my hair is mostly dry, so it won't freeze now when I go outside because, you know, I'm trying to look pretty for this flight, so I'm not gonna wear the hat. Ooh, I bought the good hat. That was my souvenir of this trip. The really good hat. I love it. Absolutely love it. I think it makes me look quite svelte as well. So, I mean, it's not like a big Ricky hat, like just for fat people, but it's like actually a real hat that keeps you warm. So, all right, well, I'm gonna go. I'm sure I'm gonna get to the airport in my rental sedan, and yeah, probably won't actually get home, but worth a shot. So that's all I got. I am gonna go check out and activate the hoist. Meh.
Yes! Y'all, that of course is old Vader, and Vader, thank you so much for the final update from out there in the Montana. People had several comments about your trip out there. In fact, Digger up there in the Chicago's offered to be your driver. You know, he's very proficient driving those long sedans. and you can lay supine in the back of it as he drives you around. So it's perfect for a fat person. In fact, I believe they're even as you're laying supine in the back of it, they're even rollers to help get you out whenever you get to your destination. Big Fatty, you didn't tell us a whole lot about the good hat that you bought. Big Fatty, was it orange? I don't know. He just didn't elaborate on that. So Veda, thank you so much for the vacation update. Big Fatty, it sounds like he's working for the Chamber of Commerce out there. It does indeed. The Big Fatty, maybe the Pride 48 can be in, out there in the Bozeman, Montana. Big Fatty, I don't know if that's a good idea. Oh, poor Big Fatty. And Veda, had your luggage made it to Charleston and you didn't, and you had to stay there without your coat, you probably would have been okay, considering the Big Fatty, don't be ugly. Now, Veda is not nearly as stout as the old gal.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Adam. I'm at work, so I have to be quiet, but I heard that Daniel called in, and he said something that I've been thinking for a couple of weeks, and no one else has mentioned, but basically Ryan and he's the short, skinny little guy on Survivor, he has the biggest bulge, unless I'm just being tricked by, like, I don't know, bulky boxer shorts or something that he's wearing. In the last episode, there was one scene where he was walking through the trees, and I could have sworn there was this big, huge snake in his pants. It is, sometimes it looks absolutely huge. I get distracted. I keep rewinding. I've Googled him. Anyway, I just, again, since Daniel called and I'm the other half of Dubious Intent, I thought you should have both of our opinions on your little show. So you should definitely do some rewinding and see if you notice it. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That's old crooked hat. Adam Burns. And Adam, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from the geeky gay. Yes, Big Fatty. Adam, I all of this, like I said when Daniel called, all of this is just simply gets past me. And I have last week's episode, and I'm going to go back and look. But I thought Daniel was saying that it was coal that had the giant anaconda. Big Fatty, is that bigger than KC in Denver? Probably on equal level. Big Fatty, a venomous snake. Big Fatty, yes, that venom will just shoot everywhere. Big Fatty, that was vulgar. But I did not know about Ryan. And y'all, Ryan, if you watch The Survivor, he's the skinny one that was the bellhop. He was on the hustler team, and Cole was on the healer team. He's the blonde on the Gila team. But I've got last week's episode, and if I get a chance, I'm gonna go back and kind of fast forward and look for the scene of Ryan walking through the trees and see that. Big Fatty, you're just too involved in the plot. You care more about the plot than the baskets. Yes, the basket, the pot, or the anyway, thank you for calling. Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Now, you know, I told you I was going trying to lose a few pounds, and I've had some success, and I thought I'd just share it with you. I'm trying to cut back on the sugars, and I'm trying to cut back on the carbs. Yes, Big Fatty. It's not easy to to eat right, and it's I think I saw Mr. Cackle posted something about he was eating a solid, and he was trying to get just the right amount of blue cheese and the right amount of solid and the right amount of bacon and all for the perfect bite of solid. And y'all, you know, a lot of times solid just gets old fast. Yes, Spaghetti, old and wilted. No, I mean it just the monotony of it. Yes, Big Fatty, monotonous solid. You know, it's not easy. But y'all, when I got on the scale of this morning, yes, Big Fatty, it said one at a time, please. No, it did not say that. Big Fatty, I was just pulling your leg. I've lost 7 pounds. Big Fatty. But don't worry, you'll find it. Well, I hope not. But anyway, y'all, I was, you know, I save up a lot of my annual leave at the coal mine to use during the holidays. And y'all, I was figuring it up. Have I told you this already? Big Fatty, nobody remembers. They just put you on double speed, and they did, you know, it's just a matter of 10 minutes and it's over. Well, okay. But, y'all, I've only got 14 days left in 2017 that I'm working. Big Fatty, you quote unquote working. Well, okay. But anyway, I just thought I'd share that. Y'all, they're doing work. They're doing work on the roads, not inside of Fat Acres, but the surrounding roads. And y'all, they go in and they have this machine that goes in and it eats up the old driving surface. It's not concrete, but it's what is that called? It's the asphalt. Yes, Big Fatty, it's a rectal disease. No, and it goes in and it takes up all that old asphalt and it shoots it back into a dump truck and they cart it away to somewhere. Yes, Big Fatty, and then they come in with this giant. It looks like a sweeper or something like that. It's got a brush on the front of it, and it's on the front of a bulldozer or a truck or something, and it brushes the road surface that's underneath. And then a few days later, they'll come in and they'll put down new blacktop on top of it, a new road surface. And y'all, they've done one of the main roads right into Fat Acres, but now they're working on one around the side of Fat Acres, and y'all, it makes a big old mess. But y'all, once they get the blacktop down, y'all, it just makes for a lovely driving experience. Yes, Big Fatty, see the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to drive. Is that a Chevrolet red or is that a ruby red? Ruby red. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all got a sneak peek at the Fonzie Circular, and y'all, they're pushing the wine this week. Yes, Big Fatty, Thanksgiving's coming. But y'all, they've got the Southern Cobb Solid. Big Fatty, you love that solid. That one doesn't get old, so I'll probably be having that for my lunch today. So, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at that pot is my co-pilot, and Miss Taffy Carlisle Huffington, you know, she's the star of that show. Miss Huffington, if there's anything you want to tell the folks out there about Big Fatty?
I'm going to start calling Fatty Patty
from now. Then you can move to Ireland and drive the rats out.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.